Okay, friends. Today we are reading a book called The World Needs More Purple Schools. And this was written by Kristen Bell and Benjamin Hart, and it's illustrated by Daniel Weissman. And this is actually the second story that kind of has the same idea. The first one is that the world needs more purple people. And then now comes purple schools. And I am ready to see what it's got in it. Are you?
Bop.
Bop. Bop. It's read today by Mommy. And you got a name?
Spidey.
Ooh.
Flip, flip.
Spidey, it's good to see you. Welcome here to the team, sir. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey kid, it's me, Penny Purple. Can I show you something stupendously, fantastically purple, pearly, amazing?
I think she just ruined the surprise by saying purple.
Oh, let's see.
Pow plam! This is my school. And guess what?
It's purple.
You think so? Let's see what she says.
My school is in the universe. That's right, the universe. It's located right past the Puppy Pirate Galaxy on planet Earth next to some other floating space rocks and a big yellow sun.
What? I have never heard of Puppy Pirate Galaxy before, but now that I know that it's there, I'm very alarmed. I hope we don't ever have puppy pirates invade.
But my school isn't just
if
any...
If they do, you'll know where me, Spin, and Ghost are.
Fine.
We're just at Avengers Campus, right next to... I forgot.
Right next to...
Disneyland. Yeah, Disneyland.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
There's two Avengers campuses. Oh. One inside of Disneyland, and one's next to Disneyland.
Is
the
that
one
so?
That's next to Disneyland is where I go.
Ah, okay. Well, that's pretty cool. That's because we do not get to go into Disneyland, right? Not every time.
Mm.
It's a special place. Let's continue.
But my school isn't just any old, plain old school in the universe. My school is a purple school. It's a place where lots of people, different people, come together to mix their ideas and their stories and their smarts to make something special. Yup, just like when you mix red and blue together to make purple.
Oh, that might be my favorite thing. I like it when you can put two things together.
I'm on a mission to help every school become a purple school. Is your school a purple school? Do you want it to be? Yeah, great! Let's get started.
Of course we want our school to be purple because yay purple.
My school is not purple.
Would you like it to be?
My school is a college.
Oh.
Because I'm a teenager.
Yes, you're Peter Parker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this...
Peter Parker is Spider-Man. Don't tell that to Aunt May.
I have a surprise.
She won't like it.
I have a surprise for you, Peter Parker. You're not a college student. You are a high school student.
Then I go to high school.
There you go.
I forgot.
That's okay.
It's just my brain was thinking something else.
Well, your brain's got a lot going on inside of it. That's totally okay. Let's see what she says. Stay on target.
To make your school purple, you have to start with wonder and curiosity.
Oh-ho. And here is a classroom full of kids, and they're all having wonder, and they're all being very curious. One girl says,
I wonder why we dream when we're asleep.
And another kid says, I wonder when it's going to be snack time. Oh, well, is it snack time for someone? Who is that?
Peter.
Yeah, what are you eating, Peter?
Peach.
Yum.
At my school, we like to wonder super gigantic universe-sized questions about the world. No question is too big or too weird.
And here are some pretty wild questions. Are you ready? Can you make a burrito larger than a garbage truck?
Are there enough noses to smell all the smelly flowers in the entire world?
Do pirate puppies exist? And if so, do they like pizza?
Those are great questions.
Yes, to the bottom one.
You think so?
Our questions are bigger than the biggest dinosaurs and the moon and Frankie's dad.
And that is saying something because Frankie's dad looks pretty tall, doesn't he? Yeah, in the picture, friends, we can see that. How many frames does it take to show us Frankie's dad?
Two.
Yeah, he needs to have two picture frames to show us his whole body.
But we like to be curious and ask smaller, people-sized questions about our friends and our neighbors so that we can know their stories better.
And here are some good questions to ask your friends.
What's your favorite music? Your lunch smells yummy. What kind of food is it?
What kind of food is it?
Sushi.
Yeah, it does. It looks like they're having sushi. Yum. And then here comes the teacher. Okay, it's time for our tell us your story. Remember to be thinking up some good people-sized questions to ask Marvin when he's done. And then I guess Marvin gets to tell his story. Oh, that's so cool.
To make your school purple, you also have to roll up your sleeves and work really hard. And if you don't have sleeve like Brian's mom, that's okay too.
And here comes Brian's mom, and she does not have sleeves, does she?
Mm-hmm.
No. Hi, Brian. Thanks for bringing your mom to help out today, says the teacher. And they're working on something. They're building something. What are they building? Well, let's see if we can figure it out.
At my school, we know that we can learn anything if we just get our brains working hard enough.
And we see a little girl who is saying, I got it! I got it! Because she's working a math problem. And then we see another little boy who's playing the trumpet, and his teacher says, that's it, Jamie, you did it! Because he's playing the notes, right?
We don't always get it right the first time. It takes even harder work to keep trying again and again.
And here are some kids sitting at the table, and one kid says, cooperation. And the girl sitting next to him says,
that's right, that's a hard one. Great job.
Do you know what cooperation means? It means working together towards a common goal. Everybody doing their part. Kind of like when we have story time and you sit here next to me and cuddle with me while we read. It's a quality time.
I am not...
Oh, I'm sorry. If Philip were here, my son does. But, of course, obviously, you're Spider-Man, so you would not dream of it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Peter. Of course, man.
Have my suit on right now.
Right. Okay. Should we go back to the book now? Okay.
But we also like to work hard to fix up our school and give back to the city that it's in. Our school is an important part of our city, and which is an important part of our country, which is an important part of our world, which is an important part of our universe.
Wow, that's a lot.
Helping our school helps all of us.
And they are doing something to help. Can you see what they're doing? Yeah, some of them are being very silly. But they are all working hard together. They're picking up all this trash by a lake. Come on, you guys, do your part.
Keep it clean. Working hard is great, but do you know what else you also need to be really silly at your...
Let's try that again.
But do you know you also need to be really silly to make your school purple? You need to play. You need to laugh. And you have to be what I call a Captain Wiggle Sillyton.
What is that? I do not know, but they are all being very silly. And their teacher says, playing is one of the most important parts of learning. And then the kids all have something. What are they holding onto? What is this?
Slime.
Yeah. And one kid says, the slime is alive. And it kind of looks like the slime is alive. Yuck.
At my school, we like to play silly games. Let's jump over Dale. And we like to use our imagination. My hands are lasers, but my feet are kittens.
What? What? And then more what? And then, friends, there's some really cool stuff in this book here. If you get this book brand new, that you could use to encourage your friends. But let's see what else is in the book.
My Mr. Tucker is always having dance parties to get our wiggles out, which also gets our wiggles out.
That makes sense.
And Imani's new jokes make us shoot choco milk out of our sniffers during lunch.
Oh my goodness. In the picture, we do see that the girls are all lined up and they're telling stories and they're laughing and there's chocolate milk coming out of their nose. And that sounds pretty gross to me. I think chocolate milk belongs in your tummy. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we're laughing at school, we're always doing it together.
It's important to laugh with your friends and not at them.
To make your school purple, you have to be good at speaking up and using your voice, but you also have to be good at listening to other people use their voices too.
And here they all are using their voices in different ways. Like this little boy is saying, I'm singing in the gym, just singing in the gym. And he is. He's holding a basketball and he's just having the best time singing. And this little boy says,
science can help make the world and our lives better.
And it can. And then this little girl says,
I don't think it's right that some kids don't always have lunch to eat. What can we do about it?
I agree with her. And then these two girls are talking, and one says,
I think your story is so cool. Do you want to write a play about it?
And the other girl says, that would be awesome. Can you help me? Absolutely. And then back to our other girl who says,
at my school, we don't always agree, and that's okay. We always try to listen first and then speak up for what we think is right.
And so I think what they're building is, it looks like they've got their pets in place and they're putting out an exhibit to show their favorite animals, right? That's what they're building. Okay, so this little boy says,
I think we should make it look like a circus.
And the other boy says, no, I don't like the circus. I think we should have them all dress as historical characters. And the little girl says,
Jurassic characters.
You think they should be dinosaurs? Ooh, I like that idea.
Like the puppy could be the T-Rex. Mm. The kitty could be the
Like a Stegosaurus?
A Stegosaurus, yeah.
Yeah?
And then the lizard could be what?
He kind of looks like an iguanodon.
An iguanodon?
Yeah, why not?
And the worm could be what?
I don't know. What do you think it would be good at being? Brachiosaurus.
Brachiosaurus.
All right, let's see what happens.
What about the worm?
I don't know.
I think he's
Diplodocus.
Diplodocus.
All right. Let's see what the little girl says.
We don't have to be against each other. We all want it to be really great. Can you tell me why you don't like the circus?
And the little boy says, I don't think the animals are treated very nicely. Well, I guess it might depend on the circus, right? Okay. Let's see what else happens.
Okay, are you ready for the final and most important way to make your school purple? Are you really ready? Like really, really ready? Like purpley ready? Okay, countdown. 3, 2, 1.
Oh my goodness, I'm so curious to see what she's gonna say.
Just be you. The one and only you in the entire universe. That's right. When the one and only curious and kind you adds your story and your ideas and your smarts to the school, it helps us all learn more things about the world that we live in and the people that we live here with. And that helps our world get bigger and our world get better. And that's why I think the world needs more purple schools.
And I'm going to have to agree with her. Because it is fun when we all share together our points of view and our experiences in the world and our love for one another. So I highly recommend it. But whenever we end a story, we always say
the end.
The end.